Lotto winner whose ticket got lost in mail receives her $1,000. By Amy Furr on October 2, 2020. The Florida Lotto winner told to forfeit her prize after her ticket became lost in the mail finally got her winnings on Wednesday. "I'm just thrilled to death that the Lottery Commission sent me the check," 62-year-old Sue Burgess of Ridge Manor told the New York Post. A few months ago, Burgess was beyond excited when she learned she won $1,000 playing the second chance lottery. However, that excitement faded weeks later when the Florida Lottery told her she would have to forfeit her prize and her winnings go to someone else. That's because the U.S. Postal Service did not deliver the ticket to lottery headquarters in Tallahassee, even though Burgess sent the package through certified mail, according to WFLA. Because of the pandemic, all local lottery offices were closed after Burgess won on July 29. So, in order to claim her prize, Burgess followed the Florida Lottery's instructions and sent in her ticket through certified mail through the U.S. Postal Service. She could have also dropped the ticket in a Dropbox at a local office, but she felt certified mail would be safer. Tracking information showed Burgess' ticket did arrive at a Tallahassee post office on August 12 but went no further. The online postal service tracking shows the ticket was never delivered to the lottery office, as required to claim a prize, the WFLA report stated. In an email, WFLA, a Florida lottery spokesperson said Burgess' claim was never received and cited tracking information that showed her package was in transit, so it was not delivered. The $1,000 was given to an alternate winner because Burgess' ticket was not received within the 7-day claim period, according to a statement from lottery officials. However, if Ms. Burgess' package arrives at Florida Lottery headquarters with a date stamp prior to the original expiration date, our claims processing department will process and pay her claim, the statement read. Following the debacle, a FedEx truck showed up at Burgess' home on Wednesday to deliver the check from the Lottery Commission, according to the Post. "Now we have a happy ending," Burgess told the outlet, adding that she planned to use the money to repair her broken washer and buy new car tires.